The Gwazala, Nkwaxdaw First Nations held an uplifting feast on January 11 to give thanks for the recovery of an elder who experienced a life-threatening illness. Three island health nurses were honored and blanketed by family members for the excellent care they provided. Gwazala, Nkwaxdaw Chief Siwidi, Gary Walkus, says the family was told the elder might not survive, and credits the care she received with her ongoing recovery. "It was important for us to show our appreciation and put at the forefront the nurses who provided compassionate care and really connected with her and our people." The family honored the nurses with a blanket ceremony. Cassandra Taylor provided care at Port Hardy Hospital, Fleur Smith Anciu and Brian Rose cared for her in the ICU at Comox Valley Hospital. "It was an incredibly moving and profound experience to see the ways in which the community came together to uplift, celebrate and support their members through traditional ceremonies and to see community members of all ages participating in singing and dancing," said Smith Anciu. "In the hospital, it is easy to focus singularly on the physical aspects of healing, and this was a good reminder of the importance of social, cultural and spiritual elements of healing that continue past the hospital stay. To be welcomed into this space was a huge honor that I do not take lightly and will have a lasting impact on my nursing practice," she said. More than 20 chiefs were at the ceremony, which was also held to uplift the elder and support her ongoing recovery. The chiefs thanked the nurses for their excellent care, and encouraged them to continue to practice this way. The family says many other island health nurses and one physician are also recognized for their care, but were unable to attend the feast. Island Health Indigenous Health Manager Dean Wilson says it is always an honor to acknowledge good work. "When we talk about cultural safety, we always say it is the people who experience the care who will decide when it is successful. This is a powerful example of community acknowledging people they see providing care in a supportive way during a family's worst fears," he said.